by. I appreciate you. Get them donations ready, you dig? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit that like button. Thanks for stopping by. Everybody hit the like button. We about to get into it. I'm going to do my e-begging spiel early. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. Make you the king of the stream unless somebody dethrone you with a higher donation. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all at the top of the chat. Our goal for the stream is $25. If we meet our $25 goal, it guarantees that I will go live again tomorrow night at 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Sometime in there. And if we meet the goal, I'll also try to stay on as long as possible instead of keeping it short and brief at 1 hour sharp. Everything you give is greatly appreciated. If you find it in your heart to give, it's greatly appreciated. Other than that, if the screen go blank, mic go mute, whatever, let me know ASAP in the chat. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
What's the obsession with women and beards?
I can't speak for all women, but to me...
Do it sound like she talking to AI? Like, what's going on? I like the background. I'll give her that. Boobs out, of course. Big hoop earrings. The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hole. Tattoos on her shoulder blades. Not a good sign. I mean, we know what this is. You know, we know what this is. She's giving this Janet Jackson from Poetic Justice look. It's an outdated look. It really is. Braids don't look like they were done well. But let's not judge a book by its cover. Maybe she'll say something profound. Oh, that's ghetto.
What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of XOXO Bitty, where it's real talk, it's real vibes, it's no filter, because what was said, ho. It is your girl, Bitty Monroe.
Guess who's back?
And yes, we got Ghost back in the building, y'all. Look at you being all consistent and shit. I love a consistent man.
She's not talking to anybody. Like, this is just cringe already. It's just cringe. We all know this is ghetto trash, but let's hear her out.
I dig our dynamic, though, but what you gonna do when I have a guest? Like, where you gonna be at?
I'ma be quiet, but when they leave,
I'ma be talking again. Is somebody playing Jodeci or am I tripping? You hear? You're watching a video. You see how unserious y'all be? I'm on here trying to be Oprah and shit, and you watching. Why are you watching a Jodeci video? Is the real question. Are you okay? But no, listen, growing up is realizing how hard JoJo was singing in the background vocals of their music. Like, listen to it. Listen to the song you're listening to now. You're going to pay attention now that I said something.
This is stupid.
Or any JoJo. Pass out flyers came out that same summer.
I can't do it. Can't fucking do it.
I need to hear her. So here she comes. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all. I'm supposed to be able to see the chat because I can't. Is that okay?
You can only see the smaller chat. So the people who are in the room, but you can't see the.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The big one.
I'm not trying to be funny at all, but is this a transformer? Is this a natural born woman? I need answers in the chat. I need answers in the comments if you're watching the replay. I'm not trying to be funny.
And it's like you got to be on YouTube and be able to look at it.
Okay. I see. Yes. Hey, y'all.
Okay, so would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Lara, and I don't know. Maybe I'm looking for a nice guy. I don't know. We have to see what happens.
Hit the like button right now. Take your fat ass finger and hit the like button. I got 7 people watching. I only got 2 likes, and that's not okay.
You have to maybe put it in the universe and see what happens.
Okay, so what about you? Do you want to tell us where you're from or where you live now, what you do?
I was born in New Orleans, born and raised. I actually started doing music really early. So I first moved to Atlanta when I was 13 is when I moved to the west side of Atlanta. My mom is from Atlanta. So I was doing like a lot of recording and development and things like that. So that was the first time. And then I was just literally back and forth year after year. So I've been here permanently probably since I was 18. And yeah, I do.
So instantly not wife material, in my opinion. A woman who has been trying to be in the industry, and Atlanta is just a cesspool of ridiculousness. I'm just not getting wife vibes, if this is a woman. You don't want your wife to be in the streets. You don't want your wife to be chasing fame. You don't want your wife in that demonic industry called the music industry. She's been on many casting couches. I'll just say that.
I started out doing music. Now I'm kind of on the business side. So I do more A&R management type situations. And then I'm in school for brain technology and therapy.
Okay.
At the same time. Yeah. So that's really interesting. That's another conversation, or you know, if you want to talk about it.
Okay, when are you done with school?
When what?
When are you done with school?
I have one more exam. So I don't know if I'm procrastinating. I don't know if I'm nervous. I don't know if, because I can take it when I want to. So that's the final one. So
that's a little weird. Okay, you are one exam away from a degree. Is that even how it works? I mean, look, I wouldn't know. I didn't graduate college. Y'all could clown me. But the fact that it sounds like she's procrastinating or putting off graduating or completing school, it makes no sense whatsoever. So I'm highly skeptical. Highly, highly skeptical.
I'll see. You know, when I'm ready to do it. How's it being mentally ready? You know, that's a big situation. Basically, neurotechnology and therapy, it's really fascinating, because when we have problems wrong with our tissues, our muscles, our bones, we don't realize that, or diseases, we don't realize that that's connected to brain waves.
Okay, you're going on a weird tangent. What does this have to do with anything? Like, first you was talking about being scared to complete the test, but now you're talking about people not understanding this field. Like, what? I'm lost. This lady's kind of weird.
So, you know, even trauma from a kid, we're adults now, you know, we might have anxiety, be irritable and not know why. And you go there and find out, oh, well, when you were 12, you know, you saw somebody get killed and the color they had on was yellow. So as an adult, every time you see the yellow, you start getting irritable and don't even know why.
But what does this have to do with you not taking the final exam? Also, what does this have to do with finding a man online on a YouTube dating show? Can somebody help me?
So okay, it's almost like, you know, helping you kind of form pathways where it was how you were before trauma, or pathways to help you deal with certain things in life. So it's really special to me. So I'm just trying to mentally prepare, you know, for that last little situation.
Okay. Well, I hope you'll be ready soon.
My wife acting weird, or is that?
Yes.
Do you think I should go out and come back in? Because I don't know what I'm doing, y'all.
Is it just me, or are her hands big as fuck? Or is it just me? And why does she have two first names? Laura, Michelle? I need answers.
I don't know. Is your phone like sitting down on a table, or is it up on something?
It's like on that thing where you had the light, but I broke the light, so it's just on the thing.
Okay. No, wait. I think it's better.
I hear it.
Yeah, I hear it too. I don't know what it is. Because usually it's like if your phone is like touching something, you know, the bottom of it, it might make a sound. But I don't know.
Okay, just keep going. I'm going to mute it for a second.
Let's see. I don't know. No, it's moving the sound. So.
I don't know what to do. Don't ask me. I don't know.
It's okay. You have your computer?
No, I'm on the phone.
No, it's fine.
What are they saying? Are they saying it sounds crazy?
No, nobody. I don't think anybody has said anything. I can hear it though.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Let's just keep going. Okay.
All right, we'll see. All right.
So it sounds a mess to me, but if you don't think I should go out and come back in, I can't.
Okay, try again. Let's see.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Hopefully she can fix it. Yeah, you guys already. It's annoying. Okay. it's distracting. Okay. All right. Well, she's going to fix it and then we're going to come back. Hopefully that can be fixed. Let's see. The room is getting full, guys. So if you want to come, I'm just letting you know. Give us a summary. She's going to give us a summary. She said already Atlanta. She works in music, the business side of music. We're going to see. She's going to tell us her age. I don't know. And what she's looking for. We're going to see when she comes back. Hey, Sheldon. Go.
Yeah, I think it's stupid that she doesn't make them say their age. It's just getting off on the wrong foot. If I'm a man watching this, looking to get to know a woman or looking to meet a woman, which I don't know why I would be doing that, especially if I'm one of these high status guys that these women want. But let's just say I was on here looking for somebody. Why would I want to fuck with a bitch who not even comfortable enough with herself, who doesn't love herself enough to just say what her age is? It's childish and it's just sick.
Goat, hello. 22, Abel, hello. Is she back? Not yet. Hi, Latoya. Hi, Big Cheese, JB, Peter, Irvin, the energy, hello. Melly, do you know her personally? Yes, when I was in Atlanta. No, I think it's the same.
It is, huh? Isn't that bizarre? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's just do it.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll deal with it. All right, so, okay, so tell us, do you want to tell us your age?
Do I? I don't care.
I don't know. It's up to you.
I don't know.
You say no? Okay, no problem.
No, I don't know. Do you tell your age?
I don't.
Okay, then maybe.
And y'all pathetic for that. Y'all pathetic. Why don't you love yourselves? Why can't you just be honest with who you are? Are you that scared of judgment? I mean, we know you're in your 30s. You know, and it doesn't matter. Why does it matter anymore? Who are you trying to impress? I mean, seriously. I mean, at some point, people are just going to know you're an older bitch. That's why I don't understand what the big deal is. We know you're not 23 anymore. So there's no point in lying. We know you're in your 30s at least. You know, best case scenario, when you're 44, you'll look 37, but is it really that big of a difference? They really should do a study on this mental illness.
No, I don't. I'm in my early 30s. Well, yeah, early mid-30s.
Okay. Okay. What I want to ask. Okay, so you are single. So what are you looking for in a man?
Someone who's definitely really funny and dry humor can understand mine because I'm really sarcastic. You know, like I grew up around guys and my brother who raised me and New Orleans. So I might say something and somebody might get a...
Did your brother raise you as a brother or as a sister? Did he raise you up to be a nice young lady or a nice young man? And I don't find sarcasm funny. I never understood that when people try to make it seem like being sarcastic is comical. I don't know. Maybe it's funny in stand-up or maybe somebody who do like a channel like this or something. I mean, maybe I use sarcasm sometime. But like actually interacting with people in a social setting and being sarcastic is just an asshole move. It's rarely funny. Or maybe that's just me. Y'all can let me know what you think about sarcasm below.
offended, but I'm not. I'm just talking. You have to know, you have to have your goals situated. And I'm saying that because I was in a situation where they weren't situated. And I did my best to help and
Well, do you have your situation situated? Because you was just talking about being scared to take the final exam to finish school. So that don't sound like you very situated.
Do anything I could to get them to see bigger things draining myself. You understand? Mm-hmm. So, and that's not fair to you. So that, and maybe if you haven't gotten in touch with things in your past that might be controlling you or things like that, be open to figuring it out. I don't ever want to be a teacher. I don't ever want to date someone where I feel like I have to, where I'm in control, you understand? Or where I feel like I have to coach or I want to be led, you understand? So things like that. I mean, there's so many, but
that just doesn't look like a natural woman's hand. Those look like hands that can grip a basketball and just hold it out in front of her. Or maybe I'm tripping.
At the end of the day, I still haven't found that person, so it might be totally opposite from everything that I'm saying. I haven't been around everywhere in the world. I haven't, you know, there's so many different types of people that we know nothing about. So I'm open as well. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell me, what's the age range for them?
Over 35, maybe. I don't know, though. I might meet the 31 tomorrow and fall in love. I don't know. That, okay. I mean, pretty, you know, not anyone in their 20s. I can't do that. That's our brains.
Why are you struggling to speak? Maybe this wasn't a good idea for you to hop on here. And why do women have to make everything so complicated? What age range do you want to date is a pretty simple, straightforward question. Like, women who run shows like this understand a little bit what men go through day in and day out with women. Just trying to have a regular conversation with women. You can't get a straight answer from them to save their lives. It's absurd.
Really? I don't know. It could be 29. I don't know.
Okay. All right. We'll see. What about the height? How tall does it need to be?
I want to be able to wear heels if I go out. So because what's the, but we could go out and have fun and date, and I could wear my, you know, whatever shoes. I have some really cute shoes that I just bought. I'm going to send you a picture later.
Okay.
But I want to be comfortable and be able to know that I can wear heels.
Just say the height.
I don't want to be taller than you.
So
honestly, I'm 5'7".
How tall are you with heels?
I don't really know.
So how tall are you without it?
But you know what? I can make it work. If I know that I'll be too tall for them in some high heels, it can be someone where I can wear some shorter heels. I don't mind that. But one day I want to wear some heels if I go out, because I rarely dress up. So if I do, I want to feel cute and excited and comfortable. Right?
I want to feel cute and excited. Don't that sound like a little girl? Don't that sound like a 6-year-old? I want to feel cute and excited. You a 30-something-year-old woman. Like, get some more grown-up speech. Ah, boy. But I think, look, James says he doesn't mind sarcasm as long as it's not at his own expense. But usually sarcasm is, I feel like, well, I see what you're saying. Every time I experience sarcasm, it's at my expense. Maybe that's why I don't like it.
Okay, so how tall are you?
5'7"
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty tall. So
is it?
For a girl, yeah. So it needs to be like at least 5'9".
Maybe that's fair. Yeah.
5'9". Okay, not too bad. I know you say it needs to be situated. Do you have an amount on that? How much money do you need to make here? No.
I don't really think like that.
Okay, so
Well, maybe that's the problem. These women want these established men, but they don't even know what established is. You know, they only say six figures and 100K because they heard it a bunch of times on Kendra G. Before then, they didn't know what number to say. They want all this money, but they don't even know how that money spends. They don't know what careers men do that make that type of money. She doesn't, like, they don't think about numbers and math. They hate numbers and math. All they know is they want to feel safe and secure and taken care of. But you need to know the details. Shout out to Capo. Haven't seen him in a minute in the comments or anything. Capo, is this your first live? Or either way, thanks for stopping by.
Sing something?
Go ahead.
Do other girls say that?
Yeah, a lot of women say they need $100,000 a year. They need him to make $100,000 a year.
Oh, okay, you're talking about the money they make. I thought you were saying, like, how much money do they need to give you or something.
No,
not with that either. No, I don't really think about money.
That's cap. That's cap. That look like a nice place behind you. That weave costs money. Them eyelashes cost money. But she probably telling the truth. They don't think about money. They just spend it. They just swipe and spend without thinking about it.
I think about being really happy. I think about being comfortable. Like, if we want to do something, I don't want there to be an issue.
Okay.
If you want to surprise me or do this and that, I don't want that to be an issue for y'all.
Look, every woman want a man who's at least making 100K. There's just some women who will settle. Well, let me not use that word. There's just some women who are willing to work with less. But look, because 100K is 70K after taxes. You need at least 70K to be super comfortable these days and be able to take a dingbat on a date, plan a trip. They all want at least 100K. But the overwhelming majority of them won't get it. So they better get used to something less or figure out how to be okay with something less. But you could tell a lot about the XX's by how they talk about relationships. If they don't know, you know, what amount is needed, and, you know, all she know is I want somebody to be taller than me in heels, that's a woman who's never been in a real relationship. A woman who's been in a real, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 year relationship, she's going to talk completely different about relationships. It's going to sound very realistic. The things she asks for, how she talk about men, just it's all going to be different than most of these women talk.
I want you to be comfortable, but as far as thinking about how much they make and they got, my brain don't even work like that.
Okay. All right. Well, they like your answer.
See, men are easily tricked. You see how they getting hyped up? She didn't say a specific number. She's such a good one, bro. Protect her at all costs, bro. Just because she's not saying it doesn't mean she doesn't want it.
Thank you. I wish I could see the comments. I can't see nothing. And you know I'm blind. So the thing on the screen, it literally looks like just a white banner.
Get you. Well, you're gonna have to rewatch the show afterwards then.
Yeah, I am.
And one more question. Do you date any race, or you have a preference?
I've always kind of dated us, But I mean, I never know who I will meet tomorrow. We'll put it like that.
Okay.
Look at these simps in the comments. Oh my goodness. She's smart. I didn't get that vibe at all. I'm not getting that vibe at all. I'm getting dingy, airhead vibes.
Okay. Cool.
All right, then we're going
to. You're so funny.
We're going to start. So just to remind everyone and remind you, I'm gonna bring a guy one by one, and then if you can ask him questions, he can ask you questions. And if you're not feeling the conversation or not feeling him, there is no vibe or whatever, you're not interested, you can just say pineapple and we'll move on to the next guy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that was rough. That was rough. Let's see what she's talking about real quick.
Everybody, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. My name is Nana, and I'm here really to kind of share my experiences as a woman in her 30s. Yes, I am 33 years old.
At least she got the balls enough to say it. I mean, at least she got the ovarian fortitude to say it.
I can't believe I'm saying that, but I am. Because, yes, time flies. But anyway, this episode is going to just really be about my experience being a 33-year-old woman who is single. Currently doesn't have a boyfriend.
Loser.
And is childless. And with those three combined, I am, according to society, well, they would say I'm on the shelf, really.
Yep.
It's not funny, I'm just nervous laughing, I think, at this point. But really, I'm just here to find the community of other women. And
look, this is why you can never feel sorry for him. She's attractive enough. She had every opportunity in the world to not be in this position. She still has every opportunity in the world to not be in this position. Right now, she has an inbox full of dudes who would drive 4 hours to see her for 20 minutes. You know? Apparently, the guys you want don't want you. So it's time to pick the best guy in your friend zone and make it work and actually develop a life and develop some character.
And really just to see if there's other women out there that feel the same. And yeah, so let's just get into it. So I guess if you're in your 20s or
think about how easy it is for a fairly attractive woman to not end up a loser, and how hard it is for a man to not end up a loser. Just simmer on that.
Or if you're in your 30s right now or above, then I think this will be a very good episode for you to, I don't know, maybe you'll gain something from this.
Doubt it.
And yeah. So how did I get to this point? I just really don't know. How did I get to this point of being 33 and single and childless?
I could tell you it's not a mystery. All you broads are the same. You chase Chad, he hit you with the splash, and then did the dash. You know, and he never committed. And you kept chasing the top 5% in your vicinity, and they had so many options, and there was nothing special about you, I can tell. You're super boring. And you feel like dating a guy who actually does want you is settling, and that's why you're here. No shocker.
How did I get to this point of being 33, single, and childless? Well, I just don't know. I don't know how I got here, to be honest.
Yes, you do.
I'm here. So this is where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And even if any one of you right now is listening and you're in the same position, or even if you have one of those things, even if you're single, even if you don't have a child, but you have a boyfriend, or, you know, you're looking for love and you think that, you know, it's over for you, just want to let you know, I'm a combination of the three, so. No, but seriously.
The charm is just oozing out of the screen. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that aura that just draws you to her? It's like a force field.
It does worry me. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest and transparent with you guys, because I think in order for us just to talk about this, let's just be honest about it. Yeah, it worries me a little bit. I'm officially 34 this year. Yes, but you know, I can get away with 24. No.
You think she can get away with 24? Maybe. It's not going to help her, though. Her brain is effed up at this point. So, yeah, looking 24 won't help you.
But, yeah, I'm 34 this year. And I feel confused. I'm confused a little bit. I do want children. And I really do want children. And this is the thing. If I didn't want children, this wouldn't probably be an issue for me as much.
Yes, it would.
I do have a clock, and I've got to realize that that is a thing. But I feel pressure. I feel pressure as a woman that doesn't currently have a partner and is 34 this year. I feel pressure.
You should.
And I just... I'm trying to navigate it in a way that's like, what am I to do at this point? But I'm not going to settle at the same time. Like,
I knew that was coming. Like clockwork. I'm not going to settle. What do you think your value is? A socially awkward 34-year-old who's been ran through for the past 17 years. What type of value do you think that has on the dating market? The short, ugly guy who smell like Fritos would be doing you the favor if he's a decent guy. You're not going to get some super tall, super handsome guy to come ejaculate in you. Well, you probably could get one too, but he's not going to stick around and make an honest woman out of you. He would have done it by now. Let's hear a couple more minutes, and then I'll end this bore fest.
If I really wanted to, I don't think it would be very hard, just to be honest, for me.
You're right.
Just to find someone.
You're right.
Anyone. Probably rush it and then have a child, whatever. I could probably do that if I really wanted to.
And that's what she will do when the clock start really running out. That's exactly what she will do. And she will ruin some guy's life and ruin some child's life. All because she's selfish.
Just find anyone. Anyone.
See, when they talk about settling, they're always talking about superficial things. She's not talking about, I'm not settling on poor character. She's not talking about discipline, character, anything like that. She's strictly talking about looks, height, and money. I promise you that.
But I'm not going to do that. I refuse. I refuse to settle. And I really want to send this message out to anyone that's listening. I really want to send this message to women that don't feel because you've hit a certain age.
The wall.
That society is making you feel pressure, or your family or your friends are making you feel pressure, that you have to suddenly, all of a sudden, start rushing things. Or start feeling that you're somewhat odd.
But let's be real. Even if Long Stick Rick get his act together, you know, get a good job, and he somehow sees the value in you, you're still going to rush him. So you're going to rush regardless. Like, there's no getting around rushing. If a woman is single, no kids, in her 30s, and she want a family, everything's going to be on a timer and a rush.
Different? Weird? Like, these are the feelings that, you know, for some reason I've been feeling, like, because I am this age and I don't have a child, and people do look at you and people ask you like questions like, but oh, you're pretty, so why can't you, like, why have you not got a...
Because pretty women are the biggest losers on the dating market, because they just don't get it. They think being pretty is enough to lock down, you know, Long Rod Todd, and it's just not. Because he can pull pretty women every day of the week. That's just not going to cut it. Pretty women think if they just blow Chad, he'll commit to them. It just doesn't work like that. Pretty women have the lowest moral character and the highest expectations. That's why they are usually the biggest losers in the dating market. They offer the least because they think just being pretty is enough. And they go after the most unlikely guys, far as the people who actually commit.
Boy.
Look, if women were smart, the hottest women would go after the men with the best character. But we know that's not what men are judged by. A man isn't top tier because he has good character. A man is top tier because he look good, he's strong, he know how to fight, he got money, etc., etc. Dress good, charisma. But if the world worked like it should and men of high character, you know, and great discipline and good work ethic, stuff like that, were considered the high value men, then the prettiest women would win. Because, look, women are going to go after what's considered high value by the society. They don't actually have any morals or character to come up with real standards themselves. They're just following what society says. So if society starts saying the highest status men are the men with the best character, then women will chase those guys.
Boyfriend, or, you know, don't you want children? You know, like, your time is running out, you know? Yes, I'm aware of my age. And it's just the pressure. It's just too much, you know. And I really just want... There are other women like me. I know. There's other women.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place. They're all over the place. Most attractive women are in the same boat you're in. Because this is the bottom line. The tall, handsome guys with the edgy bad boy personalities, they're never going to be husband material, no matter what. And even when one of these hoes actually do get Chad to marry him, it never works out because they're not husband material. You know how small that percentage is? A tall, handsome dude with a good job and he's actually husband material? That's 0.00001% of men. And all of them are going to be taken. The ones who aren't taken, they've made up their mind. They're not committing to one woman. That's the bottom line. Husband material are the guys women don't like, and that's why they end up in this conundrum. And they won't ever just face it. Chad and Tyrone will never be husband material. So either stay single or get with one of the guys you're not attracted to who will be husband material. You're going to have to trade something off. You will not get everything. Get a husband and it be a guy who don't get you wet, or don't get a husband and stay single and keep sport fucking Chad until he don't want you no more. Those are literally your only options. But Chad will never be husband material. Sorry. Never gonna happen.
Not that, that, like, feel the same. They feel this pressure. They've got to work. Like, some people are living by themselves, like me. I live alone. Like, there's a lot of pressure going on to do things. And sometimes, you know, time just goes by. But I do understand that it is a priority, but at the same time, I'm not going to settle. I don't want other women to settle in these kind of average relationships because
you're below average. You're below average. That's another thing pretty women don't get. Look, there's more to life than looking good. And your looks are fading every year. You're degrading as time goes by. That's what I don't get about these women. You know, they're 32, 33, and they're like, I'm not going to settle. Your value in the dating market is going down every year. The longer you look, so basically what I'm saying is you will settle or you will die alone. There is no other option. You see what I'm saying? Because your options are shrinking as time goes by. But it's like the more time go by, the more stubborn you are. Like, I'm going to hold out for it, even though every year I get older, the chances of me getting it is getting smaller and smaller. That makes no logical sense whatsoever. This is the message I want to get to all 30-plus women who are trying to hit the buzzer beater. You will settle. It's just a matter of, will you settle on the worst option you could have in your 30s or the best options you could have in your 30s? You're settling, though. You will not get what you're thinking of in your head. So it's just a matter of, will you settle now and get a guy who's a C-plus, or will you settle at 47 and get a guy who's a D-minus? That's really what it boils down to. Your A and B years are over with. So either settle now and get a C, or settle at 47 or 53 and get a D or F. Those are your options. Or stay single.
Because you feel like you're running out of time for it then in a few years' time to just end because you didn't really go for and stick to what you felt was true to, compatible to who you are and what you...
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I mean, I could go deeper. I kept it fairly surface level. But, yeah, if we go deeper, she's not going to be good wife material for anybody. So even if Chad did commit, she doesn't know what it's like to maintain a man for years. She don't know what it's like. She probably never even lived with a man. She don't know how to be a good wife to anyone. She damn sure ain't going to have the incentive to learn for a dude who she feel like she's settling for. And that's why I say once women get ruined, they're ruined for fucking life. This woman is done. She's done. And the sad part is she might have been done at 19. The damage may have already been done when she was 19. She may have been done for 15 years already. That's the sad part. She's just realizing it now at 34. That's the sad part. Once a woman get on the cock carousel, she will never be a good woman to a man in her life. Once a woman has rolled it, it's over. The only hope a woman has for being a decent woman is never hopping on that cock carousel. And then she all on the internet and shit. I can go on and on why she will never make a good wife. Oh, here's another reason why pretty women don't make good wives on average. Pretty women just are too egotistical and narcissistic. They think it's all about them. Good wives are comfortable being second place. They own being second place. They own putting their man on a pedestal. They own putting their kids on a pedestal. It makes them happy to put their man and kids on a pedestal. That's what makes them a good wife. And honestly, I have mixed feelings about this, but honestly, some of the best husbands put their wives and kids on a pedestal. Well, let me rephrase that. From the perspective of women and children, far as a man benefiting a woman and a child or a woman and children, the men who work the hardest for their families and treat their families the best are probably the guys that put their wife and children on a pedestal. I don't think it's wrong for a husband to put his wife and children on a pedestal. What was the point of starting a family? To a degree. I still think a man should put himself first, because he got to put himself first, because he's the one that got to go out and make shit happen. So you got to make sure you straight before you make sure anybody else is straight, you know? If I'm not straight, then I can't take care of my family. But I would say the best husbands probably see their wife and kids as a prize. But yeah, there's a balance. It's nuanced. It's nuanced. Yeah, but that's why she will never make a good wife, because it's all about her.
You want, and I just don't want women to rush these decisions, Evade. And I just want to let you guys know it's okay. There's other women that feel like this. There are other women that also feel the pressure. I feel the pressure. And it doesn't mean your life is over, but I do understand that I do have a time frame now that...
Ma'am, I don't want you to get it. I don't want you to meet the guy. I don't want you to have kids, because it's not going to work out. It's just not going to work out. You're not going to make a good mother. You're not going to make a good wife. So for everybody's sake, focus on something else. How about this? Go to therapy, try to better yourself, and adopt. There's already kids who need a home, and just dedicate your life to that kid. Forget about your looks. All that attracting a man and getting with a man and live happily ever after, that's over with. So you don't got to spend any money on the makeup anymore. You don't got to spend money on the trendy outfits or the hair. Adopt a kid and dedicate your complete life to doing everything you can to make that kid succeed and be good in life. Forget about yourself. Have an ego death. Adopt a kid and dedicate your complete existence to that kid. How about that?
In hindsight, I wish maybe I took the time, maybe in my 20s, to understand how important it is to... I would say what it is. If I could go back into my 20s, I would say I would really take time to never compromise your values, your morals of who you are, or where you want to go. Never settle.
Well, it don't matter. So, okay, if she could go back, she would have held out and said, no, Chad, I'm not screwing you, Chad, unless you commit to me. But he still wouldn't have committed to you. This strategy wouldn't have worked, because it would have been 20 other bitches who would have been, you know, in line ready to suck him. So that strategy would not have worked. You would have had to pick an average man. That was your only hope. That would be your only hope if you can go back in time. But your ego's too big for that. Let me ask y'all a question in the chat. Is a foster kid better off in foster care or with a single mom? I need answers in the chat.
And I didn't realize how important that time in your 20s were to look for love, and maybe potentially I put more emphasis on my career and trying to make sure that, you know, work, and I do think that's important. But also as a woman, I think it's very important to never
forget. Okay, maybe I'm okay. Let me be more clear. Would a kid be better off in a foster home? Not with foster parents, but would a kid be better off in a foster home or with this chick?
Forget that. To find love, companionship, find someone that you feel that would be a good partner in your life going forward, and a guy that would be able to be a good father one day. I wasn't thinking like that in my 20s. And
not.
I wish, in hindsight, I wish I took the time in my 20s just to, when I'm looking for a partner, think about these questions in the back of, you know, think about these as a more of a priority than my career. So all the women in the 20s out there, I'm not saying not to have a career. It's very important to be financially stable for yourself as well, but also to never forget that that is something that is important as well. And it's not just,
and you could do that married. You didn't have, see, this is an excuse they give. Oh, I'm still single at 34 because I focused on my career. No, you focused on dick too. You just failed miserably with men. It's not like, oh, I just didn't deal with men at all since I was 18. I just been strictly focusing on my career. Haven't talked to any guys whatsoever. Like, stop it.
It's about looks. It really isn't. I mean, that's what I thought it was. And it's not, you know, at this point, at 33, I really, really don't think looks are important at all for me. It's about...
Liar.
Is this person going to be loyal, trustworthy? Is this person going to be able to look after a child? You know, these things...
There's 50 guys like that in her inbox. She is lying. She cares about looks. If she didn't care about looks or height or anything, there's 50 guys in her inbox right now who would be wonderful fathers, and they would work 3 jobs to make sure she's straight. Hate when they front like this.
Things are the important values that you should be looking for in guys, and I really don't think it's about looks at all.
Liar.
Yes, you've got to be, of course, sexually attracted to someone.
So then it's about looks. All you got to do is just keep letting them talk. Oh, I got to be attracted to them. But women are only attracted to, in my opinion, women are only attracted to 10% of men. But it's not about looks. Her idea of it not being about looks is, okay, he don't got to be a 10. But he at least got to be an 8.59. He don't got to be a 10, though, so it ain't all about looks. I mean, if it was all about looks, I would be asking for a 10.
Not the the important factor here. So yeah, so this is where we're at, and so now I'm on a journey which I would like to share with you guys of trying to pull these pieces back together, of trying to find love in some way, putting myself out there, because I am.
You will never find love. She can't love a man at this point. She's been run through by too many guys, too many failed situationships, too many heartbreaks. She will never love a man. To me, the time for true love to happen with these women, 14 to 23. After that, it won't happen. Her capacity to love has been fucked out of her. Probably by 18 years old. And it's a sad thing.
I'm very introverted. And I know that staying in my house all day is not going to be the way forward to meet someone. And yeah, I just wanted to share my journey. And I do hope one day that I will have kids. And I do hope that it's not too late. And I don't think it is. I think the universe has got a timing for me. But I'm also aware of the time frame that I have left. And I just want to let other women know that even if you're in your 30s, same as me, that it's okay. I know we feel the pressure. I know you're stressed about it. I know there's a lot of things going on, but it's okay. It really is okay. And I really, truly believe that if something's meant to happen for us, it will happen for us. But if you are very introverted like me and... you find it difficult to put yourself out there, then please come on a journey with me as well, because I'm going to be taking steps to put myself out there, and I'll be documenting.
She's completely socially awkward, and it's going to be a complete nightmare when she try to put herself out there. She doesn't know how to interact with people, and man. I don't know. It's just all bad.
Mentioning it, I'll be letting you guys know how it's going. And I'd like, really love to know if there's any other women in this position as well, because it can get quite lonely as a woman, especially if you're in this position that I'm in. You know, when you don't have a boyfriend, you know, yes, I have a job, thankfully. But yeah. You don't have a boyfriend, you don't have kids.
I thought you had a career. You said you were focusing on your career. Do you have a job or a career? Big difference. I'm going to go with a job.
It is a lot. it's a lot to take in. So yeah, I know that there's at least one woman listening right now and thinking, yeah, I feel the same. I feel the same. Even in your 20s, you feel this. You start feeling this in your 20s. I'd say about mid-20s, you start thinking.
Nah, about 28. Well, no, they can hit the mental wall at 25. They can hit it about, 25.
Thinking, oh, whoa, what's happened here? Something's changed. No. I'm starting to think about, things like babies and stuff like that. And honestly, you think you have all the time in the world. You think you have all the time in the world.
But until you don't.
But I just refuse just to settle with anyone. And I really don't want women to settle with anyone. I was reading a statistic, and I'm reading it right now, and it's saying that women aged 30 to 34 had the highest number of conceptions for the fourth year in a row, with a record high of 248,528 conceptions in 2020. Yeah, but it seems to be that there is a shift in the age of what women are having kids these days, I think.
Yeah, it's terrible. They're having kids closer to geriatric pregnancy. It's so stupid. I'm not donating to her paper. Where's your Instagram, lady? Oh, TikTok. All right, I'm over it. I can't find her Instagram.
Hello, and welcome to the Knowledge Ed.
Oh, she's still making videos. Yikes. How to stop caring? It's not your fault. Oh, that video was 2 years old I just did, so I wonder where her mental state at going on 2025. Oh, gosh. She's going to be even more cringe. I'm going to have to look at a new video. Oh, my God. Why should you have to suffer? I stopped hoping my narcissistic parents would be normal. Oh, this is a train wreck. Narcissistic parental jail. This is cringe. I'm looking for just something to. I'm 35 and broke. What happened to your career? All right, let's go to that one real quick. Matter of fact, let's go to this.
That people are so wrapped up into their own world, they really couldn't care less about you. And it took me so long to get this. I want you to imagine right now with me. Imagine, would you do things differently? Ask yourself that question. You care too much, and it's not your fault. It's not your fault. We all do. I used to be like that too. I used to care too much. We all do. We care too much about other people's opinions, expectations, judgments. Almost comes to a point where it validates us to who we are, to the decisions we make, to the choices that we make. It almost gives us a sense of, are we good enough in their eyes? But then it poses a question, why do we care that we're good enough?
Is it just me, or does she seem even more batshit crazy this video than in 2022? Nah, this is crazy. No, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore, Capo. I'm trying to see what I want to do. I'm trying to see. Do you do this in bed and she will forever desire you? No, thank you. Oh gosh, don't date younger men, they were wrong. Oh, that one's just itching to get gone over. Do I want to hop off? Donations is looking shady tonight. Let's get some donations in, guys. You know, at least a $5 donation, something. If you, you know, find it in your heart. Let's go over this.
Hey, it's Melanie White here, back with another video. How are you? I hope you are well. So if you are new to the channel, my name is Melanie White. I talk about relationships, dating, and eventually leading to marriage, finding that right man, okay? And especially if you are over the age of 35. So I am outside, just outside my house, and the kids are inside, probably screaming down the place. Hubby's dealing with them. And I'm out here shooting a video for you guys. So the question, date younger men. Do you do it? So growing up, I always heard date older men, marry an older man. Why? Because I heard that older men are, you know, more mature than younger men. Women are, evolutionary speaking, were more mature. And when we date an older man, then it's like, you know, emotionally we're kind of on the same level. So I always heard date older men, right? Now, my husband is actually 4 years younger than me. When I met him, I was age 36. He was age 32. And I knew that right from the beginning.
He was desperate. I mean, look, 32. Let's be honest. Top tier 32-year-olds could date women in their 20s. So he got what he could get. Most men who are looking for a woman in the dating market, they got to just take what they can get. Damn, a woman 4 years older? I don't know. Yeah, he did what he had to do, I guess. But James sent in $5. Thank you, bro. You're better than James Dean, James Brown, James Earl Jones, James Franco, James Cameron, LeBron James, Kevin James, James McAvoy, Jesse James, James Madison, James Harden, James Wood, James Avery, Rick James, James Bond, James Baldwin, last but not least, King James. And I got this for you, James. Appreciate you.
Thank you for being there, man. Charles
Ray. I run shit. You just live in.
More power to him.
You can't treat him like any of the other niggas around here because he ain't like any of the other niggas around here. You got it?
Right on, brother. I hear you. Man, I hear you.
My man.
City boy! City boy!
My nigga.
Oh, gosh. Mom of two wants a monogamous, honest, hardworking man. Have a good relationship with your mother. Okay, lady.
I did meet my husband online. I met him online, and it was on his profile. His age was on his profile. So when I first saw his profile, I was like, ugh. Ah, 32. I was like, ugh. I have never dated a younger man. I had always dated older men. But when I thought about it, I'm like, hey, I'm still single at 36 and I've been dating older men. That really hasn't been working out for me. So I said, you know what? Let me give this guy a try. Now, before I talk more about my husband, I would like to talk about my experience with dating older men. So when I was, let's say, 35, 36.
Look, this woman had failed at dating for 18 years when this 32-year-old man met her. She's been failing at dating for almost two decades. when he met her. And he helped her hit the buzzer beater. Based on my expertise, based on my expert knowledge, the chances that this woman is a good woman, slim to none. The chances that this woman treats this man with respect and decency, slim to none. I always say, if you marry a woman, especially after 30, she will never love you. You were her buzzer beater. You were a means to an end. You were an empty suit that could give her what she wanted. A kid, a house, a marriage, all that. You legitimized her. Legitimized. I think that is, yeah, you legitimized her. Y'all can correct me below if I said something crazy. But yeah, 18 years of other dudes blowing their load, running her through the ringer, and you married her as your prize, your pride and joy. It wasn't because her personality was so great. You just couldn't get anything better. Hey, I hope she do treat you good, and I hope this relationship work out. I hope the marriage work out. I hope I'm completely wrong about this. But I'm probably not. I wouldn't want my wife just outside on the front porch trying to be a dating coach, talking about all the older men she dated in the past. On the porch talking about all the other slongs she sucked, older slongs she sucked, while my kids are in the house. Like, ah, man. Let's see if we can get some more clues.
Six, dating men. And I was meeting men probably that was 40 plus, right? A lot of the men that I met were, you know, 40, 42, 43, 44. And, you know, technically, that's what people say I should be dating. And I did meet a lot of those men. But here's what I found. I found that many of them were divorced. Some were married too. I'm like, bro, you're married. What are you doing? But the ones that were divorced.
She calls men bro. I mean, yeah, if you just keep letting them talk. The chances that a woman who calls men bro being a good, respectful wife, slim to none.
Okay. I found that many of them still had a lot of emotional baggage. A lot of them were broken. A lot of them, you know, went through terrible divorces, terrible relationships, and many of them were not ready to date. A lot of them were jaded. And, you know, a lot of them needed therapy. I did meet men that actually got therapy, right? Men who were kind of, you know, on that healing path.
What happened to them?
But the other issue I found was a lot of men in their 40s already had children. I did not have children, and I desired children. And so that was often a deal breaker, because I would meet men, and again, great men, like great quality men. And, you know, the question would come.
Your wife's on the porch talking about all the great quality men she's met in her life. Think about that.
Come up, you know, well, you know, I already have 2 kids. I already have 3 kids. I'm not interested in having any more. I'm not interested in going back to changing diapers and, you know, washing bottles. You know, I already have my kids. I don't want any more.
What went wrong from 18 to 25 with you? Can you dive in on that? I doubt you will.
And I would say, you know what? I thank you for being honest and transparent, but that is not going to work for me, because I desire children. I want children, right? And so that is what I found with dating older men. A lot of them already had children and didn't want any more. And a lot of them were really jaded, like really like, I'm like, bro, you need Jesus, like Jesus.
You know why they jaded? Dealing with a bunch of punk bitches like you that did them dirty, put them through the ringer, drained their bank accounts, drained their souls, drained their happiness. That's why they were jaded.
Just needs to fix you. You have no business dating. So that was my experience, right? The dating the older men. Those were the older men that I came across. Now, are there amazing older men? Yes, of course. I'm not saying there is anything wrong with dating older men. They say evolutionary-wise, you should date older men because, you know, on an emotional level, a man that's older is kind of like, you know, you guys are on the same level, if you kind of understand what I'm saying. Now, when I met my husband, he's 4 years younger than me. So I was 36, he was 32. And, you know, I had my reservations because I was like, is this guy mature? You know, is he still playing with video games? You know, like.
Damn, roasting her husband on the porch. A house that he probably paid for. Made an honest woman out of her after 18 years of failure. And this is the thanks he gets. Tried to play him like he was just a little kid. Is he still playing video games at 32? Like, seriously? I mean, even if he is playing video games, so what?
I was kind of very hesitant to talk to him because he was younger. I never dated a younger man. And, you know, I did give him a chance. He wrote me a very, very nice profile. I can tell it was personalized. You know, I can tell he read through my profile. And, you know, of course, we started talking. You know, eventually conversations online, you know, became conversations on the phone. And then eventually, you know, we met out, had dinner, and, you know, the rest is history. Now, one thing I will say about him is, you know, he wanted children. He wanted a family. And that was something that was a core value for me. That was so important to me. I wanted a man that desired children. And he wanted children. So I was like, okay, he wants.
Yeah, you notice that she said, oh, I gave him a chance. They always see themselves as the one that's doing the man the solid. Even when they get with top tier dudes, a part of them always feel like they're doing the man the solid. Well, I don't know. There's certain men who she wouldn't see it that way for, but anytime a woman is talking in this way, she doesn't respect you, and you're not one of those ones who she had genuine desire for. She would have never dated this man when she was 23, and he was 23, or well, whatever. When he was 19 and she was 23, she wouldn't have dated him then. Basically, this video is saying she settled. She don't respect him. He had to settle. He settled for you. He had to settle for kids with a woman who was at geriatric pregnancy. That's what he had to settle for.
Wants to have that family. And, you know, did I find him immature? No. And I wasn't the first older woman that he dated. He actually dated older women before. So he was used to dating older women. So I was like, oh, I was like, okay. I wasn't used to dating a younger man. So I'm going to say, if you are out there and you meet a younger man, I wouldn't just write him off so quickly. You never know. I was very diligent when I met my husband because I wanted to see, like, you know, he's younger, right? Like, does he have a checking account? And yes, he had a checking
account. Does he have a checking account at 32 years old? She's trying to play this motherfucker like he was 16. Talking about, is he going to play video games and not have a banking account? Yeah, she don't respect, bro. I'm going to leave it on that note. We didn't meet donation goals, so I'll see y'all Wednesday. You dig? Thanks for stopping by. Join the membership. And have a good night. Love y'all, man. Thanks for always hanging out with me.